Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles, you can open up to Exodus 15. In case you're wondering, no, I'm not Aaron Boyd, although I am Irish. We serve a God of healing, a God that heals spirit, a God that heals soul, a God that heals body. Oh, healer, you are welcome here. Welcome in our midst. Welcome in our lives. Welcome in our homes. Exodus 15, 26, the New King James Version, I am the Lord who heals you. The voice reads, I am the eternal, your healer. And the message reads, I am God, your healer. Have we come here tonight needing healing? Have we come here tonight needing healing in our spirit? Our soul in need of healing? Have we come here tonight, bodies in need of healing? Luke chapter 4, verses 18 and 19 in the Amplified Bible, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me, the anointed one, the Messiah, to preach the good news, the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to announce release to the captives. Can you hear that announcement tonight? And recovery of sight to the blind, to send forth as delivered those who are oppressed, who are downtrodden, bruised, crushed, and broken down by calamity. To proclaim the accepted and acceptable year of the Lord, the day when salvation and the free favors of God profusely abound. The announcement of Jesus Christ lives tonight. The announcement lives in this room tonight. He is here to release the captives. He is here to restore sight to the blind. He is here to deliver those who are oppressed. If you're downtrodden or bruised or crushed or broken down by calamity, if you've come into the house of the Lord and that is your state tonight, the announcement of Jesus Christ is directed to you. He is here proclaiming that this is the accepted and acceptable year of the Lord. Is there any doubt in this place tonight? Hear the word of the Lord. Verse 19, the accepted and acceptable year of the Lord. The day when salvation and the free favors of God profusely abound. The Passion Translation reads, I have come to share the message of Jubilee, for the time of God's great acceptance has begun. Do you hear the announcement of Jesus Christ in this room tonight? The announcement of the healer, the one who heals spirit, soul, and body. The Message Bible reads, God's Spirit is on me. He has chosen me to preach the message of good news to the poor. Sent me to announce pardon to prisoners and recovery of sight to the blind, to set the burdened and battered free, to announce this is God's year to act. Can we receive that as a house tonight? This is God's year to act. This is God's year to act. A believing spirit, a spirit of faith. We know that the word says without faith it is impossible to please him. We must believe who he is, who he says he is. Is there faith? Is there faith in the house tonight? Oh, healer, you are welcome here. We sang it tonight. We have his resurrection power. This is our reality. We have his resurrection power. We're going to read Isaiah 53. You turn there, your Bibles if you would like. Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness. And when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken, and they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When you make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. We have his resurrection power. There is no greater power, and there is no greater hope. There really is no greater reason for faith. If you're looking for a reason to have faith tonight, you have his resurrection power. So let faith rise. Let faith rise in your life. Stir yourself up in the most holy faith, the Word says. Jesus Christ has secured healing for the spirit. He has secured healing for the soul. And he has secured healing for the body. I want to ask tonight, what is it you are facing? What is it we are facing? What is it that needs healing tonight? We have his resurrection power. Would you say that tonight? We have his resurrection power. Lord, I have your resurrection power. Thank you for your resurrection power. Our Savior has conquered the grave. Our Savior has triumphed over death. There is power in his resurrection name. It is the name above every other name. Whatever the other names be tonight, his name is higher and his name is stronger. What name is it over your life tonight? Diagnosis, disease, lack, stress, want, depression. What names are taunting you tonight? What names are tormenting you tonight? What names have you caged? Philippians 2, verses 8 and 9 in the NLT, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name that is above all other names. The J.B. Phillips New Testament, God has now lifted him so high and has given him the name beyond all names. We have the power of his resurrected name. There is power in the name of Jesus. We speak to doubt tonight, Jesus. We speak to diagnosis tonight, Jesus. We speak to the mountain tonight, the mountains represented in this room tonight. We speak the name of Jesus. We speak to the spirit tonight. We speak the name of Jesus. We speak to the souls that are lost tonight. We speak the name of Jesus. We speak to the body tonight. The body plagued by disease, the body plagued by infirmity, the body broken, the bodies that are hurting. We speak the name of Jesus. These must bow. Oh, Jesus, you are welcome here. Oh, Jesus, we believe you're here. Let faith arise. Let faith arise. We have your resurrection power. We have your promise in this hour. Let faith arise. Let faith arise. We have his promise in this hour. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20, for all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him amen. All the promises of God. Think of it. All the promises. It's simply incredible. We have his promise in this hour. We have his promises in this very hour, March 17, 2019, in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, in this Christ City sanctuary. And you say, what promise? All his promises. That's what the word declares to us tonight, over us tonight. We have Exodus 15:26, I am the Lord who heals you. We have Isaiah 40, verse 31, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We have Isaiah 41, verse 10, fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. We have Isaiah 43, verse 2, when you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. We have Mark 11, 24, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. How about Psalm 50, verse 15? Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. All his promises tonight. You feel bankrupt tonight? You have all his promises. We're loaded up. We have more than we could ever ask for. It's simply incredible. I don't know if you came in here tonight with a spirit of wonder or not. But by the time this is over, I pray you leave with a spirit of wonder. He is willing. Jesus is willing to heal. Spirit, soul, and body. Now, perhaps because of our experience or lack thereof, we sit here tonight and we question whether he's really willing to heal. Willing to heal body, perhaps. The Bible says that he is willing. We must be a people that take God at his word. He is not a man that he should lie. He is an all-sufficient Savior. He is an all-sufficient healer. Luke 5, verses 12 and 13, and it happened when he was in a certain city that, behold, a man who was full of leprosy saw Jesus. And he fell on his face and implored him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then he put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing. Be cleansed. Immediately, the leprosy left him. The Passion Translation, Jesus reached out and touched him and said, of course I'm willing to heal you. And now you will be healed. Instantly, the leprous sores were healed and the skin became smooth. And the voice, Jesus, I want to heal you. Can you hear him tonight? Of course I'm willing. I want to heal you. Let the truth set us free tonight. The words of Jesus himself, I want to heal you. We have your resurrection power. We have your promise in this hour. Let faith arise. Let faith arise. We were trusting tonight to lead that song with Aaron Boyd. Recently, I took a trip down to Michigan, January, simply to write music with him. He came from Ireland. I came from Edmonton. We went to a house, Lake Michigan, locked in for a few days just to write songs. Before we even got to the place we were staying, we rented a car. We had to drive 90 minutes to the first place, stay overnight in someone's house. And then the next day we got up, we're driving. We just began to talk about the things of the Lord. And the first song was written in the car with no instruments. And God is good and he's faithful. And we just talked about how we can do a lot of things in his name, but it doesn't mean we're doing them for his name. And then, you know, there's a process. You're trying to write, and you just got to allow the Spirit to lead. I've learned that already. We want the songs that the Spirit would write. And so we're playing, and we stop. We're playing, and we stop. You know, the second day, third day. There were other songs written, but all of a sudden, just in a moment, that song just came out. There was another individual in the room with us. We just start worshiping and singing and just saying, healer, you are welcome here. Healer, you are welcome here. Let faith arise. The church needs to sing that line. Let faith arise. We need to cry out that faith would arise. We are to be a people of faith. That is what the word says. We are not to be a people of doubt, not to be a people plagued by fear. We're to be a people that are sure of who our God is. That no matter what we're facing, no matter what the circumstance is, no matter the season, we know who our God is. That just because we experience something, it doesn't mean our confession changes. It doesn't mean our outlook on Jesus changes. We're to be a people of faith. Let faith arise. Smith Wigglesworth said these words, there is nothing impossible with God. All the impossibility is with us when we measure God by the limitations of our unbelief. Mark 11, verses 23 and 24, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Smith Wigglesworth, these are days when we need to have our faith strengthened, when we need to know God. God has designed that the just shall live by faith. Any man can be changed by faith, no matter how he may be fettered. Luke 7, verses 1 to 10. Now when he concluded all his sayings in the hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum. And a certain centurion's servant, who was dear to him, was sick and ready to die. So when he heard about Jesus, he sent elders of the Jews to him, pleading with him to come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they begged him earnestly, saying that the one for whom he should do this was deserving. For he loves our nation and has built us a synagogue. Then Jesus went with them. And when he was already not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying to him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Therefore, I did not even think myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man placed under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him and turned around and said to the crowd that followed him, "I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel." And those who were sent returning to the house found the servant well, who had been sick. This is real history. These aren't just made up stories. And the Bible says that he is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He still desires to heal. He still wants to heal. Of course I want to heal you. Can you hear Jesus speaking to your heart tonight? I want to heal your spirit. I want to heal your soul. I want to heal your body. I want to heal your marriage. I want to heal your mind. I want to heal your emotions. I want to heal your passions. I want to heal your home. I want to heal your daughter. I want to heal your son. Can you receive that tonight? Let faith arise. Let's have the worship team return. The Lord is here tonight to heal. He is here to release the captives. He's here to restore sight to the blind. He is here to deliver those who are oppressed. If you're downtrodden, bruised, crushed, and broken down by calamity, he is here proclaiming that this is the accepted and acceptable year of the Lord, the day when the favor of God profusely abounds. Oh, Jesus, you are welcome here. You are so welcome in this place. This is your place. We so desperately need your power. We so desperately need your touch. We are so thankful, Jesus, for your promises. We are rich because of your promises. If we are here tonight and we've been dealing with something for a long, long time and it seems like hope is checked out, can I remind us tonight that hope is never lost? Can we remember tonight the woman with the issue of blood? She had spent all and she had tried all. She had been plagued for years. Can we press in tonight? And can we press through tonight? One touch is all it takes. He is willing and he loves to respond to faith. If you need healing tonight, spirit, soul, body, Jesus is here. Your healer is here. The one who desires so desperately to meet with you, he's here. Oh, healer, you are welcome. Let faith arise. You tonight in this room, you need his touch. You have his resurrection power. And you have his promise in this hour tonight. Right now. Right now in this room. March 17th, 2019. He writes new history every day. He moves in new ways every day. He is ever creating. He's come tonight, the Lord of all, the King of all kings. He's here in this room. The Spirit of healing is here in this room tonight. We have your resurrection power, Lord. We have your promise. If the Holy Spirit is bringing promises to your mind right now, just begin to speak them out. Maybe it's a scripture tonight. It's something you've been declaring over your life for a long, long time. Take the need to him tonight. Lord, it's my home. It's my marriage, Lord. It's my mind, Lord. It's my emotions, Lord. It's my passions, Lord. Whatever it is tonight, it's my eyes tonight, Lord. It's my heart tonight, Lord. It's my ears tonight, Lord. If you have pain in your feet tonight, it's my feet tonight, Lord. It's my hands tonight, Lord. You see this frail frame, but we trust in you. I trust in you, Jesus. I trust in you, Jesus. I trust in you, Jesus. Let's stand. If you need healing tonight, I'm just going to encourage you as we sing this out to step out of your seat and come forward and meet Jesus, your healer, tonight. If you need prayer, there's power in the laying on of hands. I'm just going to believe for a miraculous touch from the Lord. He responds to faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. But we've come to this place tonight. We're allowing faith to arise even in these moments. We're allowing our faith to increase in these moments. We step out. We say, Lord, we believe. These are signs, oh God. We're stepping out in faith. We're taking the steps of faith. We're blazing the trail of faith. We trust in your name. We speak your name. We speak out the name of Jesus over whatever it is tonight. Whatever name and whatever names are plaguing your people, oh God, we declare your name is higher. If it's cancer tonight, we speak out the name of Jesus that is above cancer tonight. If it's heart trouble tonight, we speak out the name of Jesus that is higher than heart trouble tonight. Whatever it is, if it's addiction tonight, come step out of your seat and cry out. His name is stronger than the name addiction tonight. He who the Son sets free is free. Oh, healer. Oh, healer. Yeah. Oh, healer, you are welcome here. Oh, healer, we believe you're here. Let faith arise. Let faith arise. We have your resurrection power. We have your resurrection power. We believe it, Lord. We have your promise in this hour. Let faith arise. Yeah. Let faith arise. You made a way. You made a way when there was no way.